This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
With Election Day closing in, the presidential candidates are making their final pitches to voters.
Make no mistake, we will win.
Vice President Harris rallying supporters in the Atlanta area yesterday, and she went after Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has become more confused, more unstable, and more angry. You see it every day. He has become increasingly unhinged.
He is targeting her, saying at a rally in Arizona that she's to blame for immigration troubles.
Over the past 4 years, Kamala Harris has orchestrated the most egregious betrayal that any leader in American history has ever inflicted upon our people. She has eradicated our sovereign border, and she has unleashed an army of migrant gangs who are waging a campaign of violence and terror against our citizens.
An Israeli airstrike killed three journalists this morning in Lebanon. They work for overseas organizations, and they were sleeping at a guest house in Lebanon. Four astronauts are back on Earth now after a space station mission that lasted almost 8 months. The SpaceX capsule carrying three Americans and a Russian parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast before dawn this morning. And they got a big welcome home from NASA's Sandra Jones.
We do have visual confirmation of Crew 8 successfully splashing down after 235 days in space. They are now back on Earth.
About 1,000 households in North Carolina and Florida affected by hurricanes are going to benefit this week from a new disaster aid program from a nonprofit group. It plans to send $1,000 payments today to some households. The Dow dropped 140 points yesterday. This is AP News. Thousands of people adopted as children overseas are worried about being deported.
Joy Alessi was adopted by her American parents at 7 months old, but she could be deported because she was born in Korea and her parents never had her naturalized. She found out at the age of 25 at a passport office.
The paperwork that I had was insufficient and I was told that I was not a U.S. citizen.
Thousands of adoptees living in the U.S. are facing the same problem, and many are from military families. This woman, who was adopted from Iran and brought to the U.S. on a tourist visa, prefers not sharing her identity because of her legal status.
I have asked the State Department, I've asked Immigration, I've asked Congress, I've asked the Senate, my own senator, my congressman, I've asked them repeatedly for help, and everybody's just turned a blind eye to my situation.
The two women have formed a group. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.